Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gonna get any easier. No one feels sorry for the Yankees. In fact, there's a ton of baseball fans and people in this world that are enjoying watching the Yankees struggle. Man, how quickly they erased the joy of last night. Grand slam walk-off win, it's like it never happened. Some people might have told you that that was the game of the year. Not me. Some people might have told you that was the turning point. I had hoped so. IKF Saturday night, that game, last night's game, I don't know. This team is sinking further and further into the loser bin, the loser category, and I don't know how to shake it. I don't play for the team. I root for the team. I talk about the team. I guess I gotta just be neutral and talk about them and they. Like I'm not a part of it. Like I'm not sitting in the stadium. like I'm not visibly hurt and frustrated by all of this. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Oh boy, where do we start with this one? I mean, it was a nice day today. A nice day to get a back-to-back win, I thought. Toronto Blue Jays coming into town, who had struggled with the Baltimore Orioles as of late. Berríos coming off back-to-back suspect starts, struggling a bit. Frankie the Yankee, Frankie Montas. Gets his debut in Yankee Stadium, and you needed to see him. You needed to see him be the guy that the Yankees traded for. A lot of talk around the stadium was about Luis Castillo. Oh, it hurts. I heard Luis Castillo's name a ton tonight. Frankie Montas did not have it. That second inning was rough. First inning, I'm like, all right. But these are the Toronto Blue Jays, the baby Blue Jays that have grown up, who said last year was the trailer. This year is the movie. They fired their manager a couple months back so that they could get right. And at 63-54, third place in the AL East, a wild card team right now, they smelled blood in the water. So the first thing I said was, there are fans of other teams that are loving this right now. I woke up this morning at 9 o'clock, 9:30. I called into the Fan 950 Sportsnet Toronto. I was on air with Toronto fans and trying to think of Eilish Fofar. First thing I did this morning was call in and talk about the Yankees and Josh Donaldson, former Blue Jay, and if that was going to carry over into today, he got a hit, two strikeouts, but the Blue Jays fans are looking forward to this four-game set against the Yankees. They're looking forward to getting some get back. The Yankees have gotten the best of them most of the season, but that was a while ago. That was a different team ago. George Springer, he's from around here. George Springer went off. 5 for 5. George Springer came back close to home, and he's a New Britain, Connecticut guy. He came into Yankee Stadium. He heard the boos. He heard the cheater, cheater chants, and he said, oh, I like this. I know what to do here. I've hit home runs here. I always have a good game here. And man, that second inning hurt because Montas had Springer in a 1-2 count, two outs. I'm behind home plate. Come on. They play the pregnant whale. Trying to get people to stand up and cheer, and two out damage. Springer gets another knock. And then here comes Vladdy Jr. Mama, there goes that man. I was at the game where he hit three bombs earlier this year. Three-run bombs win ball games. He hits a three-run bomb, and it's 5-0, and the vibe and energy in the stadium immediately changes. It goes from talk of last night, and can they do it again, and are they back? Like, I told people not to read too much into that. Some people were questioning me yesterday in the 1 hour that I was on talking about the Mets. I'm like, the Mets had the better story. This Brett Beatty kid, that's a better story. He hit a home run in the second pitch he saw. They won the game. They stood up. And that was a more exciting game in Atlanta. Speaking of the Mets, who lost the series today on DeGrom Day, that's tough. A close one. The Braves are feeling themselves. DeGrom goes, I think that was his longest outing. DeGrom gives you 6-plus innings. 95 pitches. I mean, he didn't have his best stuff from what I saw. I was keeping an eye on the scoreboard in Yankee Stadium, the out-of-town scoreboard. But, I mean, for the Mets, it's like, all it's fine. You didn't split. Okay, it's a little bit of a disappointment, but you're on to the next, right? Because, like I said, the Braves got some get back. Even Nimmo said it. Okay, they won 3 here on their home field in Atlanta. The Mets just won 4 out of 5 in New York. The lead is still 4.5 games, and the Mets get on the plane. A quick flight. They'll be all right. A quick flight from the A to Philly to face the Phillies this weekend. Rough night for Brandon Nimmo, who I mentioned. Few strikeouts. Mark Canha did his thing, though. Tied the game. I saw that in the stadium. I think I saw the alert, and I told somebody next to me, hey, the Mets just came back. But, man, when we're talking about calling young guys up for energy, calling young guys up that are hungry, this Grissom kid on the Braves, this kid has come up and made an impact right away. And I'm seeing him score on a Michael Harris, who is also a rookie, a Michael Harris single. This kid is going first to home, fired up, scoring. I'm like, man, I need that. That kid's got some dog in him. It's the dog days of August. If you don't have any dog in you, you're not going to survive. We need people that are hungry, that are passionate, that are fired up, doing everything to win, that are out there competing like they might not get another opportunity to compete. The Braves stole that game off of that kid's hustle. It's inspiring. You want young guys to come to the Yankees that play like that. The Mets as well. I mean, the Mets have their third baseman. Big moment for him. Oswaldo Cabrera, third baseman for the Yankees, plays shortstop tonight, gets his first big league hit. And, you know, he's smooth on that play. I just was hearing him talk about it in the post game. I mean, it was a tough play to make. I like that he had the, you know, moxie, the swag, the confidence to flip that ball how he did. But, you know, what does it matter, man? When you're in a game like that and you go down 5-0 and you've been struggling, it's just immediately back to the same stuff for the Yankees. This is the worst stretch of baseball I've seen in a while. I don't know what to tell y'all. People are still showing up to the stadium. It's summertime. Don't let the Yankees ruin your summer. Another 41,000-plus visor, Yankee visor giveaway night. We had hoped for back-to-back wins, but I'm running out of answers with this team. I don't know. Judge has come all the way crashing down to earth. It's like Judge does not seem like himself. They ask Boone in the post game, does he think Judge is pressing? Everyone thinks Judge is pressing. He says no. And I'm not attacking Aaron Judge. He's carried all season. You can't expect him to carry all season. We know when he gets hot, he gets super hot. It's like something you've never seen before. But bro is struggling. DJ LeMahieu back in the lineup. The lineup was looking good, a little different. Two hits for him, but couldn't really get it done. Rizzo stays hot, another two hits. In the post game, it's funny. A lot of times I've said this since I've been on WFAN. I talk about how I couldn't watch the post game last year with Boone when they were losing because it was like he was answering the questions the same, giving the same answers. And he's good at that. He's good at not cracking. He's good at not, you know, showing how frustrating this is and, you know, not giving you any tells or anything behind the scenes. But I feel like we're back into that. They asked him, there was a question, I don't know who asked the question, but I cracked up just now hearing it not long ago. They were like, why Abreu? And then they had to ask again, like, why Abreu there? It's self-sabotage, right? This kid comes in, two hits, two runs. Whatever, you just know it's over. And in the stadium, too, when Montas went another inning, and they're like, who's warming up? They're like, I bet it's Albert Abreu. And the fans are already like, hey, we might as well hit the door. I left at 20 after 9. It's tough times. It's not fun. They asked me how it was. I said, it wasn't no fun. I want it to be fun. I have fun today with the actual New York Yankees organization. Thank you to the Yankees for inviting me to this private taste test of all the different new food items in Yankee Stadium, right? Hey, Keith, tell me something cool. Well, if the Yankees give me some cool stuff to do, I'm going to tell you about it. That was cool today. The Bobby Flay burgers, the veggie burger, the chicken sandwich, the sumo dog, the tater tots, and of course, the chopped cheese. Shout out to my guy, Joe's McFly, who reviewed the chopped cheese opening day or opening week, and it was not it. It was not hitting. Well, Chef Matt said that he went to La Bodega. He talked to probably, I don't know, Juan Dory, some of them over there, about how to make a actual Bronx chopped cheese. I had it today. It wasn't bad. And I've had plenty of chopped cheeses in the Bronx, in New York, at different places. It wasn't bad at Yankee Stadium. I give it the stamp of approval. I ate the whole sandwich. I liked it. So shout out to the Yankees for thinking of me and having me come to that. I ended up just staying. I was like, all right, I might as well stay. I'm not going to go back to the station or go home. Stayed, trying to get a win. Yankees take another L. I am defeated. I am crushed. I'm thinking about approaching this as a neutral broadcaster. Well, the New York Yankees are in trouble. They, them, and those guys over there, and I don't know those guys. And for the Mets, like I said, turn the page. That's the Mets' first series that they lost in the NL East. I repeat, that's their first in-division series that they lost this year. Meanwhile, the Yankees are losing series to the Red Sox over the past weekend, giving the Red Sox their first series win in the division. It's just completely different side of things out here. 877-337-6666. If you guys want to break down this spanking, this whooping, I mean, we can break it down. But I think there's a lot of us that are searching for answers right now. This is starting to get to the point where we haven't seen this. I mean, I know last year they had an 8-game losing streak, but this is worse than an 8-game losing streak. This has been a bad stretch that I don't think anyone really saw coming. You thought that the team would regress. You thought the team would hit adversity. Obviously, they have some injuries, but it's like, man, the pitching isn't there. The hitting isn't there. You can't have one without the other. You get one, you got to come back. It's a terrible roller coaster ride to be on. I'm not enjoying it at all. I wasn't enjoying it last year when it was week to week. Now it seems like they had a super hot 2 months. Now they're having a super cold 2 months. And all you can hope is that September and October are scorching hot months again. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll talk through the baseball scores. I mean, the Houston Astros, meanwhile, are out there putting up 21 runs on the White Sox. And something I thought last night, they're like, the Yankees have their 13th walk-off of the season. And I remember in 2009, they had a lot of walk-offs. So I'm thinking to myself, man, these guys should be focused on securing home field advantage if they walk off this much. Oh, well, Houston's in a good position to run away with that, but Yeah, they'll flip the switch in October and we just wait.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your teams, your station. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Yeah, we back. Thursday night, August 18th, Keith McPherson on the fan, nighttime host, freshly back from the Bronx. Well, not really. I got back at like 10 o'clock. Like I said, I hit the door. I was 1 foot out the door. They started doing the wave in the seventh inning over there by the left field foul pole while the Blue Jays had runners on. They start the wave up, and of course, the Blue Jays score 3 runs that inning. Yeah, everybody stand up, put your hands in the air. Woo, Yankee Stadium, baby. I love Yankee Stadium because it's such a mix of, like, miserable Yankees fans that are diehards that love the team, like season ticket holders that are sitting there that have been there for, some of them, years, decades. Like, what is going on with this? Then there's, like, people that are there for their one game a year, which I'm not hating on. That used to be me. People that are there just to get their TikToks and their Instagram pictures, groups, people that are there for their birthdays. Oh, man, there was a kid crying when the Yankees went down. I think he went a little viral on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter a few times. Kid was in full-blown tears. There's no crying in baseball. Yeah, there is. I feel sorry for these young kids. These young kids that are rooting for the Yankees, people were telling them this is the World Series year. This is the year that these kids are going to see a World Series. Well, man, if this is a World Series DVD, it got dark at this point. This is the falling action. The Yankees must rise again. That young man, the Yankees got to do something nice for him. I felt like it was his birthday, maybe his first game. He was balling. Ah, they're down 5-0 again in the second inning. Why did we come here? Like, at least if you stay at the crib, you could change the channel, play video games. get on the iPad, do anything else, man. When you're in the stadium, I said tonight, I'm jealous of all these people in here getting wasted. You got to sauce it up to sit through this. It sucks. But at least they had some fight, right? When they did go down 5-0, I'm like, all right, I need an immediate answer. Me asking for too much. Didn't happen in the bottom of the second, but they answered back in the bottom of the third, and then that was it. Zeros, zeros, zeros. I don't know. I don't know how to approach this. I don't know how to talk about this. As a fan, as a broadcaster, there's nothing good about it. There's no spin at this point. You know, people were able to people were able to do the whole spin of, oh, they're 15 games up, 13 games up, 11 games up. But now this brand of baseball is really making you scratch your head. What you're seeing on a night in, night out basis is confusing. And it's also confusing because you're thinking about the trade deadline more and more and more. We joked about Joey Gallo and the Joey Gallo curse. Good for Joey Gallo over there. Grew his beard back. He's hitting home runs. He's still striking out, still on the bench, but good for him. I think he's living a better life. But man, Jordan Montgomery goes to St. Louis and he's been solid. Lights out. And all we said was that Jordan Montgomery was not going to get a postseason start. He might get a postseason start for St. Louis. I myself said he's mid. The team can't score for him. And if you have a guy that the team can't score for, they never put up runs for, then you have to trade him. Something's just not working. Well, St. Louis, it's working. He needed a change of scenery. And unfortunately, I think that affected the Yankees a lot. I'm driving away from the stadium. I'm thinking about Monty. And I'm like, you know, these guys talk to Monty. Monty's had 3 starts since the trade deadline. You know, these guys still text Monty and check on Monty. And Monty has been super solid, man. There's some bad mojo with that. There's some bad energy with that Monty trade. I hope Harrison Bader is a stud. Harrison Bader, if you're listening, ice up, champ. Hit your rehabs. Do what you got to do. We need something else. Not knocking Estevan Florial. But we know what Estevan Florial is for the most part. We don't know what Harrison Bader is going to be. Giancarlo Stanton, please start the rehab assignment tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Be ready to go Monday. Please. Subway Series is going to be hilarious. And the Mets tonight had a little bit of maybe a division series preview. Max Fried versus Jacob DeGrom. And Max Fried hadn't pitched, I think, in a couple weeks, August 6th, so a week or two. And, you know, he did his thing, did enough. DeGrom did his thing, too, did enough. That was the type of game you see in the postseason tonight, a 3-2 game where the margin of victory comes off of one guy just hustling. This Vaughn Grissom kid, I'm so impressed with. He hit that home run in Fenway, I think, in his debut. And it's just a guy that wants it. You can tell he's visibly hungry. Some of these young guys are coming in here. Him and Michael Harris the second. Michael Harris just got paid. This Grissom kid's like, hey, if I play well enough the rest of this way, maybe next year the Braves will give me a 8-year, $40 million contract. But ultimately, that's the difference, you know, and baseball's tough like that. I know Mets fans aren't used to losing like this. I know Mets fans aren't used to losing series and losing to the Braves. No, you are, but this year the Mets are better. So dog days for them as well, a little bit of a slowdown, a little bit of a comeback down to earth, but they can bounce right back with this series in Philly coming up. And the Yankees now are down one game with 3 more against Toronto, and Jameson Taillon on the mound tomorrow. Oh, yeah, my ticket giveaway, Keith's night at the ballpark or something like that. Come watch the game with me, Keith McPherson. That's tomorrow night, Section 129. We'll be out there, and I promise you we'll make the most of it. No matter what the Yankees do or don't do, we'll have a good time. It's John and Susan bobblehead night. I can't wait for that. I checked in with John and Susan earlier today. John and Susan, if you're listening, love y'all, appreciate y'all. Super excited for everyone to be walking around with you guys bobbleheads. You guys are the stars tomorrow. The Yankees are secondary to you. All right, let's hit the phones. Let's see what we got on the phones. I'm going to go in order. However they were stacked. Shout out to Sus getting on the phones, getting on the line. However they're stacked, in order. Some Mets, some Yankees, some Mets, some Yankees, some Montas, some DeGrom. Let's go to Shappy in Bayside, New York. What's up?
Hey, Keith. Listen, I rate about tonight's Met game. Let me give you two quick points for you, and they're both equally as important. Number one, the lead is 4.5, not 3.5. Number two, you do realize that DeGrom went 90.
I think I said 4.5. No?
Okay, it's now you said 3.5, but it's all right. You know, we'll have to pick that game up tomorrow. So basically, DeGrom goes 96 pitches. He went 76 the last outing. Michael Harris went 0-2, struck out both times. I understand he's our prize piece. You got to protect him. He's at 96 pitches. You're telling me you couldn't give him the last out, give him a chance to get Harris out? He didn't even make any contact with him all night. That's point number two. Now, listen, I understand Johan Santana during the no-hitter. Collins didn't want to go, you know, regrets it. I understand Harvey game six, 2015. I get it. They say he was never the same since that. So you want to put the straps on DeGrom. I have no problem. I'm not going to go crazy. But my next point I'm going to go insane about. Ninth inning, Lindor leads off with a single. Pete Alonso is up, right? Canley Jansen does not hold runners on at all, okay?
All right, let me wrangle this back in. I do understand that it might be rant time for Mets fans. Call me up, 877-337-6666. If you're mad about how cautious they're being with Jacob DeGrom, who didn't pitch for a year, I get it. I get it. Actually, I don't get it because the whole focus here is making sure that man is good for his starts in October. Not pushing him now so that he has a setback now, which could affect his But what do I know? I didn't watch the Mets game. I'm not a Mets fan. You guys know better than me. Call me up and tell me. Now, Shappy was saying something about Pete Alonso. We had to dump him and drop the call. That ninth inning, I saw that. Lindor led off the inning with a single. Call me up and tell me what went wrong in the ninth inning. You can vent. But from my vantage point, whether it's 4.5 games or 3.5 games, Shappy, it's all good. That's where it's been. It stayed around that. It stayed around that same game, 3.5 or 4.5 games. And the two teams won't play again until late September, early October. So handle the Phillies and keep going about your business. The Mets schedule coming up, they're going to be just fine. And I think the Mets know that. And I think the Mets aren't sweating that. The Mets have two cupcake games coming up Monday and Tuesday in the Bronx. Those should be easy wins with Scherzer and DeGrom lined up. Oh, there you go. That's why they didn't care about pushing DeGrom. They're like, no, let's make sure he's good to go the distance against the Yankees. He might no-hit the Yankees. We'll have him ready for that. Yeah, at the end of this month, the Mets have to face the Dodgers. But once they get through the Dodgers, it's the Nationals, the Pirates, the Marlins, the Cubs, the Pirates again. That's going to be like 15 wins. So I get it. I know it's part of, you know, Mets culture and fandom and DNA to, you know, complain and get something that you could really get, you know, like I said, forever Aggie. Something that you can just get aggravated and agitated about. But like I said, that game, what separated that game was hustle. This Vaughn Grissom kid, this kid decided, I'm going first to third or first to home. I'm scoring the game-winning run because I'm a rookie and I want to get paid like this other rookie got paid. And the Braves take the series. You might win some, but you just lost one on DeGrom Day. It'll be all right. It'll be just fine. Mike in Waldwick, New Jersey on the fan. Mike, go for it.
What's going on, Keith? How you doing, man?
Been better baseball-wise, but I'm great, like, just me personally.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it looked like you were having a good time eating well today at the game. So
blessed. You know, blessed. They had everything prepared, fresh.
That's the way to live. We can't all be you, but hey, listen, as a Mets fan, I got to tell you, I spoke to you a couple weeks back, and I said, hey, what are we going to do here? It was the night before, maybe two nights before free agency, And you spoke Vogel back. You said, I think the Mets are going to make a move at these guys. And you were right. And I want to segue that into kind of, you know, the Mets fan base. And listen, the last caller, I think he got a little out of line, but that's okay. I see where his heart's at. And listen, we're Mets fans. If we're going to have a couple Dave meltdown in late August at this record,
go for it.
I will take it. Yeah, like, come on. In June, July. Oh, hey, when's it coming? When's it coming? If this is it, I'll take it. These boys are ready to go, and that's how I feel. And you keep doing your thing, Keith. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike, the Mets fan. Good call. Yeah, Daniel Vogelback hit a home run against the Yankees when the Yankees went to Pittsburgh and, you know, didn't show up because that was one of those games that people were looking like, you know, big game. And out in Pittsburgh, they said that was their World Series. So, of course, you know, World Series, postseason environment, sellout crowd, the biggest crowd that they had out there in PNC Park. The Yankees folded and lost to a bunch of randoms. You know, the team was a little better before the deadline, but I do remember in that game, Daniel Vogelbach in the second inning, like, started the scoring for them, and he hit a home run. And Mike remembers me saying here on WFAN that they're going to go for Vogelbach, and he's going to be a great addition to the team, and that has come pretty much true. But, yeah, trust me, Yankees fans are past the point of ranting and raving about the Yankees right now. None of us know what to say at this point. None of us know what to do at this point besides just keep watching and showing up to the stadium and praying on it and fingers crossed and hoping that it gets better. But Mets fans, call up if you're really mad about DeGrom and how that game went. If this is your night to get at Buck Showalter, you haven't had many opportunities. 877-337-6666. You have the floor. I know Yankees fans don't want to hear me talk about how bad this team has been, how much of a roller coaster this team has been on, how many question marks this team has. Like, yeah, last night was cool with the walk-off, with the grand slam and the homer, but, like, right before that, Aroldis Chapman blew the game. I listened to Emmanuel Babari as I drove home, and that's what he was talking about. Like, that's your closer now. Clay Holmes is on the IL. Your closer gave up the game. And I guess with the rain delay and the ghost in Yankee Stadium, they said, all right, this is our time. We need to come back. Josh Donaldson, God bless him and his family. Uncle Bill had a heart attack earlier in the week. Josh Donaldson tapped into something for the fam. Hits the grand slam. Yankees win. But I wasn't fooled. I wasn't fooled. I wasn't coming on last night. Like what? The first thing I said last night was relief. I didn't come on and say, Yankees win. The Yankees win. Let's go. Because I was just relieved. Because if they would have lost that game and then lost tonight. Oh, man. OG Henry in the Bronx. What's up, OG? You're back on the fan.
Yeah, what's going on, Keith, man? Well, what I really want to talk about is the pitcher, man, Mantos. And, you know, I understand that his last three games wasn't all that great. But he pitched the first, you know, he pitched a decent first inning, which was a little inspiring. But the second inning, you know, I was watching the game with my cousin, and he was ready to change it. He was ready to change the game, and I think I told you the last time. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I will always be a diehard Yankee fan. I would never give up on my Yankees, whether they're losing or winning. I prefer them to win. But, you know, I hear Yankee fans, some of them are getting panicky and whatnot. Not me, you know, because I'm used to the losses and I love the wins, you know. So this is what I have to say to the Yankee fans, man. You know, don't give up the faith. We're going to do it. We are. All I want us to do is just start winning the games, man. Win the games so we can have home field advantage.
Right.
Advantage, we're going to be great.
At some point, they have to start winning again. Like, it can't be Saturday get a win, Wednesday get a win, and then we don't win again until, I don't know, Paul O'Neill Day. Like, thanks for the call,
that.
OG. I'll say this because, you know, I think some people see my tweets where I roast the Yankees, at Keith McPherson if you want to get it in on Twitter and say some stuff. I love the Yankees. I love the Yankees culture. Like, I grew up as a little kid that never went to the Yankees stadium and just watched it on TV. And my dream was that, hey, if I'm in New York, right? I didn't even like New York when I was growing up. But the one thing I liked about New York, the New York Yankees. If I'm in New York, I'm going to be going to Yankee Stadium. I'm going to be rooting for the Yankees, even if they're losing every night. So for me, this is permanent. This is how I am. I've always been like this. When I couldn't go to the stadium, I'm finding a bar. I'm finding a place to watch the game at 7:05 for years. Like, I'm never changing that. But this team is trash right now. They don't look good right now. They can't figure it out right now. They're not competitive right now. The Blue Jays were hungry. The Blue Jays came in ready. Bottom of the lineup, in that second inning, Espinal gets on. And next thing you know, they had the opportunity to get out of it. I think Montas walked the guy, then Santiago's on, then Springer hits the single with two outs. Whit Merrifield, I think he walked. And next thing you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is up. This is a guy that was runner-up for the MVP last year. And we've seen him hit plenty bombs in Yankee Stadium. Like, we know, like, that's bad. Three-run bomb. And they had already scored. Like, I don't know. I'm running out of things to say about it. It's just not good. It's not good baseball. It's not a good brand of baseball. It doesn't make anyone confident for the future. Not me. And I get the positive spin, y'all. I'm going to be there in October. I'm pumped. I am excited. Unless this team all the way collapses and October is not certain in a month. But I plan on the Yankees winning the division and getting that first round bye and there being postseason baseball in the Bronx. But what we're seeing right now, you don't see that from championship teams. I had said last night, thinking they were going to lose, I'm like, if you can blow games like this, if you can lose this bad, I'm not sure you can be that good. I don't know if you can be championship level good. Like, you got to shake this all the way off, because championship caliber teams, they don't flounder like this for this long. I love the New York Yankees. Shout out to you if you started watching the Yankees in 1965. But, like, when people tell me that too, I've been a Yankee fan all the years. I've seen. Yeah, but you saw different guys wearing the pinstripes. And now there's some of these guys we've known wearing the pinstripes and then other guys mixed in, whether they're trades or call-ups, and they are struggling to find their identity. There are guys that are injured and that are out that were big parts of the first half identity, where everyone was looking at the Yankees like world beaters. They're not here anymore. Right now, the Yankees are spiraling. They're sinking. And it's hard for me to believe, as a sports fan, thank God football is on the way, right? I watch football, basketball, baseball religiously, like since I was 5 years old. Going to get into hockey this year. Tell me when, please. And I know somebody listening will go look it up. When have you seen a team, a championship team, go on this bad of a stretch? Has there been a Super Bowl champion that lost, I don't know, five NFL weeks in a row? It's tough to lose five NFL weeks in a row. You're not going to get into the playoffs with 9 losses, 10 losses. At some point, you have to turn it on. You have to be hungry. We know individually these guys are talented, but it is a team sport. And if the manager isn't managing and the manager isn't pressing the right buttons and doing the right things for you to be successful, that counts against you too. So I don't know what it's going to take, because this week has already been tough. This homestand, the Yankees have already lost three out of the first four games of this homestand. And these are postseason teams. You are looking at this as a test. Okay, they're back home. If they turn it on now and compete, it'll make you feel a little more confident. It'll make you feel better about their prospects. They are not doing anything right now that makes you feel better about their prospect. And I get it. The thing about Yankees fans, there are so many Yankees fans. I saw on Twitter that after Benintendi struck out later in the game, I guess, or flew out or whatever it was, I don't know, I was already down here. The tweet said that fans were chanting, "We want Gallo." Like, are you guys nuts? Yes, there was a fraction of fans in the back of 203 that started chanting Altuve's name right when the game started. I'm like, okay, there's so many Yankees fans. They're all different. It's a mixed bag of everything. But I'm telling you, as a fan of the Yankees, of Major League Baseball, of all four major sports, championship teams do not flounder like this for this long. The Yankees have to wake up ASAP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.